Novell Open Audio brings you BrainShare from the Tech Lab.
Back in the Tech Lab again, and we've got Bruce Rogers right now, one of the guys who's working on network virtualization on Linux. And we want to get the story here. What's the big deal? Why should we care about virtualization of network on Linux?
Well, when we decided to virtualize network, we were able to take advantage of all the benefits of virtualization in general. It's just incredible what you can do with virtualization. You're freed from the hardware layer, and you're able to dynamically configure, deploy, reset all of your settings so that you're running your services exactly with the resources that you need. You're able to consolidate multiple servers onto one physical machine, really reduce your IT costs that way. What we're running on here today is SLES 10, Beta 8.
That's SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 10?
Correct.
Okay.
And that comes with Xen, which is an open source project. Which
and that's
does
XEN.
XEN Xen, correct. Okay. And that has been done as an open source project, and we have taken off with that, and we've included it with the SLES 10, and we've been able to port NetWare, our current version of NetWare, to run in that environment, and we're able to get great performance. Paravirtualization is the type of virtualization that this uses.
That's para, P-A-R-A.
P-A-R-A.
Like not, paranormal, but paravirtualized.
Exactly.
All right.
Paralegal, there's lots of paras out there. But it's different from what VMware does. It's basically the OS, NetWare in this case, knows it's being virtualized, is able to coordinate that with the layer, the virtual machine monitor beneath, and they're able to get a lot better performance that way. And so we're able to deliver a solution that is almost native performance for you in an environment that includes Linux and gives you great flexibility in how you deploy and manage this.
What's it do for resiliency? Does it do anything like, do the machines boot faster, like a virtualized network server? Does it come up faster? Or?
Well, actually, the way we're running today does, and that's partly because we're taking advantage of the Linux file caching. In general, it's about the same or possibly just slightly slower due to the virtualization layer. One of the great benefits we see here is that we're able to take advantage of the Linux drivers, and in cases where you're not able to find the correct drivers for native network, you're able to run on hardware that otherwise native network doesn't support.
Okay, so like the challenge that's been coming up over the years with NetWare is that fewer OEMs are kicking out drivers for the NICs that they're doing, for the storage things and things.
But everyone's on the Linux bandwagon, and so we're able to automatically take advantage of that that momentum.
So really, one way to look at this then is the whole virtualization idea is really, it just opens up any hardware that Linux can use now is open to NetWare.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
It is, and it's going to be a great benefit for our customer. We've had a lot of excitement about this. They're saying, why didn't we do this before? There's a lot of people today running NetWare and VMware together, and we're basically providing that as along with SLES 10.
And Bruce, here in the lab, you're actually showing this to people, showing them how this works. Are you also doing sessions here at BrainShare?
We've got a number of sessions on Xen. I'm doing one. We've got a number of other people doing them. We've got AMD who's come and showing their wares as well, because they're coming out with hardware-assisted virtualization in their chips. Intel as well with their Intel VTX technology.
Right. So you got Intel and other people in there on some of those sessions with you or backing you on some of these sessions.
And they're doing their own sessions.
All right.
As well here. So we're the virtualization is a emerging technology that's changing a lot of how people are looking at the data center, and they've used VMware all along. They've seen the benefit of virtualization, and they're very excited that we're also providing those same solutions.
Great. Last thing here is if people actually came here to BrainShare, they would actually be learning. They'd be going home this week knowing how to set this kind of thing
they'd
up.
They'd see exactly how it works and how we create a VM and deploy a VM and how it interacts with the Linux platform, and they'd go away with all sorts of additional knowledge about where we're heading. And
last
doing.
Question then is there like a resource, a URL or anything like that if people want to learn a little bit more about this?
Well, if we've got a Xen Technical Preview site. In fact, if they just Google Xen Technical Preview, it's the first thing that comes up.
And that's XEN Technical Preview.
Correct.
All right.
That's a good place for him to start.
All right. Thank you very much, Bruce.
All right. Thank you.